Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman. It's time for your Thursday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Now, as tomorrow is Flashback Friday, we're going to play this year's Easter-themed quiz today. Hooray! So coming up, I have 10 excellent questions. See what I did there? To educate, to entertain, and of course, to irritate the life out of you. Today is the 28th of March, and it was on this day in 1891 that the first ever World Weightlifting Championships took place. They were held in London and were contested by 7 people from 6 different countries. The event, not surprisingly, has grown considerably over the years, and in 2023, 182 competitors from 38 countries took part. So, can you put in a very strong performance for today's quiz? It's time to find out, because here come your questions for this Easter-themed edition of Perfect 10. Question 1, as always, is your starter for a Perfect 10. In 1999, Shanks and Bigfoot had a UK number one single with the song Sweet Like What? Do you remember the song? Do you know the answer? Sweet Like What? Question 2 is clues in the news, and today you're looking for a famous phrase or saying hidden in this fictional news report. What is the phrase?
Good evening. The Easter Bunny has revealed he will not be placing all of his chocolate gifts in the same wicker container this Easter, as he's worried they will fall out and break.
So that was the fictional news report. What was the phrase I was looking for 1 point? Question 3, Carol Lateral Thinking, and it's time to get those fingers and thumbs working, as it's a maths one. If a shop has sold 84 of their 120 Easter eggs, what percentage of Easter eggs do they have left? Have a think and see if you can come up with the right answer. As always, if you'd like some extra time, please feel free to press pause. And when you're ready to move on, we'll move on to question 4, our memory round. It's time for Tasty Thursday, so we have a recipe for something you can make over Easter, but please make sure you pay close attention to the recipe, as a question will follow for a point. Here comes the clip.
It's Arunjay here, and today we're making hot cross buns. Heat 225 milliliters of milk in a pan until just below boiling point, then stir in 50 grams of butter until melted. Cool for 5 minutes, then stir in 2 beaten eggs. Sift 500 grams of strong white bread flour, 85 grams of golden caster sugar, 1 sachet of fast action dried yeast, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of mixed spice into a mixing bowl with a pinch of salt. Then stir. Make a well in the center, then gradually pour in the milk mixture to form a slightly sticky dough. Knead the dough on a floured work surface until soft and shiny. Transfer to an oiled bowl, cover with a cloth, then set aside to proof in a warm place until doubled in size. Knock the air bubbles out of the dough, then slightly flatten. Scatter 150 grams of raisins and 75 grams of mixed peel into the center, then enclose the fruit. Knead for 5 more minutes, roll into a ball, then divide into 12 smaller balls. Leave the balls to proof on a lined baking sheet covered with a tea towel for 20 minutes. Make some crosses with some leftover dough and place on top of the buns, then bake in the oven at 200 degrees for 20 minutes.
Hot cross buns, 1 a penny, 2 a penny, hot cross buns, they sound great, but I hope you were listening, because here comes your question. How many grams of golden caster sugar are required for that particular recipe? Can you remember? If you can, you get a point. As always, I will give you all of the answers after I've given today's final question. Questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of the same family, the three Fs, the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun set of questions, testing your knowledge of the everyday around us. So here's question 5. Gene Wilder sings Pure Imagination in which film musical? Do you know that movie, Pure Imagination? Moving on to question 6. In 2012, Candy was a UK number one single for which singer? Even if you don't think you know, guess a singer, and a point may still be yours for the number one single, Candy. Question 7, and it's time for some literature. Who wrote the 1960 children's book, Green Eggs and Ham? Who was the author? Moving on to question 8, and you'll need your word head on for this, as it's time for today's two in, two out. So, which two letters can you change in the word thicker, T-H-I-C-K-E-R, to make a type of bird? Swap the letters, find the bird. Question 9 is, I know this, and I have a First Letters Thursday question about initials for you. So, which 2004 film has the initials T-P-O-T-C? I can tell you that this film has a connection to Easter. So study those letters, T-P-O-T-C, and see what you can come up with. Well done. We've made it to the final question of today, and it's time for our anagram. So, which brand of chocolate is an anagram of Real Stems? Real, R-E-A-L, Stems, S-T-E-M-S. Can you rearrange those letters and find that chocolate? There you have it. Today's questions done and dusted. Well done. Round of applause for everybody. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. But did you score a perfect 10 today? Here is where you find out. Good luck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question 1. In 1999, Shanks and Bigfoot had a UK number one single with the song Sweet Like What? And the answer is chocolate. Shanks and Bigfoot were actually UK garage producers Stephen Mead and Danny Langsman. And they also have released music under the name Doolally. Question 2 was hearsay. And today there was a very famous phrase hidden in this fictional report. What was it?
Good evening. The Easter Bunny has revealed he will not be placing all of his chocolate gifts in the same wicker container this Easter, as he's worried they will fall out and break.
Well, the answer after listening was, of course, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Oh, gosh, how true is that? Question 3 was Carol Lateral Thinking, and I had a maths problem for you. If a shop has sold 84 of their 120 Easter eggs, what percentage of Easter eggs do they have left? And the answer is they will have 30% of their eggs left. 70% of 120 is 84, which means that they will then have 100 minus 70%, which is 30%. Question 4 was our memory round. And we were learning how to make some very nice hot cross buns. I asked you, how many grams of golden caster sugar are required for this recipe? Could you remember for a point? The answer is 85 grams of golden caster sugar. We moved into our run of the three Fs for question 5. I asked, Gene Wilder sings Pure Imagination in which film musical? And the answer is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. But if you said Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you can still give yourself a point because I'm feeling kind this Easter. Question 6, and it was time for some music. In 2012, Candy was a UK number one single for which singer? And the answer is Robbie Williams. Question 7 was about a famous tale. Who wrote the 1960 children's book Green Eggs and Ham? And the answer is Dr. Seuss. Question 8 was today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word thicker to make a type of bird? Well, if you change the letter T to a C and the R to an N, you get a chicken. Question 9 was, I know this, but did you? Which 2004 film has the initials TPOTC? Remember, it's Easter, so there's a theme. The film title is The Passion of the Christ. And finally, question 10, your Thursday anagram. Which brand of chocolate is an anagram of real stems? Well, it is Maltesers. Crunchy, crunchy Maltesers. So, did you get a great score today? I hope you did, but don't worry if you didn't, as you can always try again tomorrow. And please come and be a part of our family by following us on @PerfectMCarol on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We've got loads of daily, often visual content over there, and it is exclusive content to keep your brain ticking over between podcasts. I'll be back tomorrow, Good Friday, with our second Flashback Friday quiz. So please do join me for that. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.